everyone, welcoming you guys back to, actually we should say welcoming ourselves back. It's been a while, but the Spot Crew here with another podcast from the Big Island of Hawaii. And I don't care, some people don't like it being called the Big Island. That's what I called it my whole life.
Who doesn't like it?
You didn't hear that controversy.
Oh my God, what's the controversy?
We need to call it Hawaii Island.
Says who?
I don't know, some Hawaiian language police.
But that is so annoying.
Not like, happening.
You know, it's more annoying when it's your own people.
I know. But I understand where it's coming from.
No.
But I grew up saying Big Island.
No,
it is the biggest island.
It's the Big Island.
You can fit all the islands on it.
So you don't correct people who live here and what they call their home. That's stupid.
I put that on Twitter all the time.
Choose your battles. With all the stuff that we're going through, really, that's what you're going to pick? We have to call it Hawaii Island?
Thank you.
And then pretty soon they're going to be telling me I got to say Hawaii Island. I say Hawaii. I'm sorry.
Well,
and I'm
yeah.
just as Hawaiian.
It's either Hawaii or Hawaii. Either one.
God.
All right, so anyway, yeah, back from the...
Dirty house to other people on the mainland. Let's keep our house clean. No, Hawaii's fine. We're good here.
Actually, we are.
Yeah.
The worst problem is calling it Big Island or Hawaii Island.
I mean,
so we cool.
There's issues here, but, you know, you got to understand, people save years, their hard-earned money to come and visit for a week, and then they got to go back, so... We get to live here. But
Anyway,
all are welcome, but just don't forget to go back home.
Yeah, I was just
after you visit.
The go back is emphasized.
Some of them make this place a better place.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
if you appreciate it, then you can stay.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, this is the Spot Crew. We got the security who's working as usual. He's watching the door.
Yeah, he's at the door.
Then you got the that's me, P. Keala.
I was like, who's the procrastinator? That's not
me.
The procrastinator, that's me.
Sorry,
we got
that's me, overachiever. Oh my God, I thought optimistic. Like, I forgot all of our stuff. Yeah, overachiever.
It's been that long.
It's been that long.
The big O, okay.
And I'm the tweetest. Still tweeting.
You never get banned yet.
A couple times. Well, not banned, but I've been suspended. I've been in Twitter jail a few times.
Are you shadow blocked?
Yes, I do think that.
Oh, that's sad.
Because a lot of people don't know. Like, friends of mine will be, where you been? Which means it's not getting retweeted,
know.
It's what Facebook was doing with Diamond and Silk.
Oh.
They get millions of followers and they find that only six people saw their
can
post.
Can see it, yeah.
And it's conservative groups being
targeted.
Yeah.
I have. Well, I say friends, but people I've been interacting with for a year now, and I'll get, where have you been? On here this morning.
That's so weird. My gosh, that's what you spend your time doing? Not you, but blocking people?
I've been shadow banned and suspended.
And the thing is, like, I say conservative, but I don't consider myself conservative. I just consider myself common sense. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't call both of you conservative.
Yeah, we're not. That's the funny thing.
I'm a prude.
People who know me politically trip out on my stance because they think I'm a quote unquote liberal person.
But my students think I'm liberal too.
Yeah. I don't go by the titles. I just go by common sense. I put facts before feelings and come out with what it is. So anyway, we're here and we got some topics to talk about. Didn't mean to get political first thing.
I don't think anybody's surprised already.
Yeah. Okay, so the first topic we talk about is, I guess, I watch a bunch of TV, movies. Oh, I just saw Black Panther not too long ago. It was an awesome movie. But this might make some people mad. It's not a life-changing, life-altering movie, like some people are saying it is. But it is
they
a good...
They say it's a life-altering movie?
Well, because it's an all-black cast, and it's done so well. And,
oh, it's an all-black cast?
Well, not all-black, but mostly.
I was gonna say, wow.
And it's about a country in Africa. And just for the record, it's not a real country, okay? People were actually looking
like
up Wakanda. People were looking up Wakanda to see if they could visit it. And it's not a real country.
You can visit it on set.
Yeah. But it's a good movie. And it's good to see, you know, African-American filled cast. But looking forward to watching Infinity Watch.
What's Infinity Watch?
All
that sounds like a watch. Like Apple Watch, Infinity Watch.
All the Marvel movies that started with
that
Iron Man.
Watch? His real
Robert
name?
Downey Jr. Oh. All the movies that started... From that Iron Man to now, built up to this, all them coming together to fight.
Oh, I like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that.
Well, you gotta watch it in order.
Why? Why are you watching it? I saw the first three Iron Men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like Robert Downey Jr.
I actually did.
So all the Marvel movies,
I've seen all three,
build up to Infinity War, except for Fantastic Four. That sucked. The latest one.
I didn't see that. Maybe I should.
Yeah. So that and then.
Like, see, I don't know how they are related because there's so much different branches of all the superhero shows. I don't even know which one is supposed to be together, which one isn't, and which one is following, and which one is retelling the story. It's like the 7 million Spider-Mans, and like.
I don't know. You go online, it'll tell you which movies to watch, and
okay,
TV shows.
Okay, I'm gonna go research my entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so TV wise, I mean, I'm glad that Roseanne came back. I was skeptical because I used to watch Roseanne, but not all the time. But I liked it. And then when he came back and I saw the first series episode, I loved it. And she lives here too. Yeah. She has a house here, which is cool.
Oh, I didn't know she had a house in Hawaii.
She has a house on the Big Island.
On the Big Island?
On the Big Island.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
How far big.
I know are the ones I oppose, no. Like Zuckerberg and I know those. I didn't know somebody.
I'm just exaggerating Big Island to piss people off.
Cool. Well, I get upset when rich people buy land here anyway and then.
Don't use it or use it to vacation house.
Yeah.
Vacation house it out. Yeah. And then block access to swimming places.
Yeah.
Or your own land.
Or
like
think
Mark Zuckerberg did.
Did you guys hear
or
about
think that
the,
you're native?
The camel rides that he shut down in Molokai? Like there's this girl, her name is Kalihua. She posted it. Her family runs a business from that place and they have a camel ride business that.
Camel ride?
I mean donkey, sorry.
Oh,
okay. Donkey ride.
I was thinking you're the camel.
Sorry, donkey. Why'd you guys say something?
Well,
my
we
gosh.
Were listening and waiting.
I was thinking
maybe
too
camel
much.
Camel was named on a donkey.
No. Donkey rides down to.
Maybe she was giving different type of camel rides. I don't know.
Okay, no, she wasn't. Okay. But anyway, so she was doing Facebook Live this weekend and people are kicking them off. She got kicked off the land. She wasn't allowed to go back on. They were like, they said she's not allowed back on anymore, even though they own the deed or they have the deed or something like that. But they were pretty much the guy who was kicking her off told her that he's gonna make her life a living hell.
Oh my.
And they had him on the, and they all know each other, right? Because it's Molokai. But it was so sad. They're like taking that place. And then I'm like, maybe they didn't pay it. They're paying. The thing is, the guy who owns the land, I guess, he's doubling the rent and he wants 20% of their profits. And they can't afford that. And their dad just passed away a few years ago and he used to run it. But now that he's gone, I guess.
Who owns the land, you know?
I forget his name.
I will be looking this up.
Yeah, look it up.
The foreigner?
Tweeting about it.
Yeah. He doesn't live here. He doesn't live in Hawaii.
Oh, it's a.
You think his last name is Perry?
It's a pilgrim.
I'm not sure though.
The pilgrim owns it.
He's not. But it was just sad because I was watching her tape the whole thing and there's nothing they could do. And she's crying and it's not right. Like,
that sucks.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I don't know if you know what Zuckerberg did. To get the Kuleana lands where you're not sure, you know, it's passed down, so some people don't know. So in his 700 acre property on Kauai.
That he walled off.
That he walled off and limits beach access, has security down there. But anyway, what he did was to the people who didn't want to sell the land, he created a company called North Shore Tarot LLC. And mailed this and sent it out to these people. They thought they were selling locally. It wasn't until weeks later after they made the sale that they found out it was actually Mark Zuckerberg's company. So he tricked people and it's called North Shore Tarot LLC. That's a Mark Zuckerberg company.
Is that the latest in that story? The latest news?
Shall I say, is it
it's
growing?
The latest news I found out because I looked into it.
Is he growing tarot?
No.
Just thought I would check.
No, because
there
was an interview with one of the women, and she said she's fighting it. She said, I don't care if he offers me millions. But he did, yes, tricked them.
He is donating $1 million to Kauai for after the flood, but I mean, it's because he lives there. And so, that's why you got to watch. You got to watch.
Sometimes when you do watch, it still happens to you. Like, it happened to them. There was nothing they did wrong. They didn't do anything. But the thing is, Hawaii has this thing where if you're taking care of the land or if you're a party where you take care of the place that even if you're not living there, you still have rights to it.
Yeah.
So they might be able to get it and then that. But still, to go through all of that. And then, like, they came on, like, SWAT. Like, it was crazy. They're going with guns through this empty barn.
Goodness.
And she's like, what are you doing? And they're like, we're trying to see if it's secure. She's like, what do you think that it's secure? There's nobody here. Like, why do you have guns?
Yeah.
So it was a bunch of donkeys looking for donkeys.
Yes.
See, that's one of the hardest things about living in Hawaii sometimes. People on the mainland, whether it be mortgage companies, owners of property, they do by law have to have lawyers that are in Hawaii, normally on Oahu, which is not our island. But
we live on the Big Island.
There's no way for us to show up, you know, like at the mortgage company and sit there and say, no, I'm going to speak to somebody until I'm hurt. Like, we are so isolated that they take advantage of that. Like in this situation, whoever that the owner did, he guarantee has a lawyer here that allowed this.
He worked with this guy who he told them that he was a sheriff. When he came with papers. He said he was the sheriff, but turns out this guy's Mustang. He's not a sheriff at all.
See,
and he's been arrested before for impersonating an officer.
Huh. Oh my God. See, in Hawaii, we have a hard time visually and physically verifying who we are even dealing with.
They were asking him for the papers, and they're like, oh, we don't have it. You should have it. But there was no, if you cannot send out papers and assume they got received.
Yeah,
you send
right.
it out certified mail, so they have to sign.
So you know.
But if there's no certified mail and there's no signature, then they can say they never received it.
Hence,
and he's like, which means you're supposed to bring it. You're supposed to bring it if you're kicking people off the property. Especially if they didn't do anything wrong.
Hence the, are you so-and-so? You've been served.
Right. Yeah.
That was that's the whole point of all that.
So it comes down to money. People want to fight it. They got to hire lawyers, and lawyers are expensive. So
yes.
That's the sad part.
Which is what makes me upset, because I didn't go into law. Yeah. That makes me upset. But I don't want to go into law.
I didn't speak attorney.
I've been telling you that you should.
I will.
We need a lawyer.
But see, there's one thing good about social media. Like, even though it doesn't always help, but then now there's something, well, it's negative too, but there's something called I forget what it's called. You cannot afford a lawyer, but if you go on Facebook or even though Mark Zuckerberg owns Facebook, but if you go on some kind of social media and you get a following, and then you can actually build momentum that way.
Right.
So that's a good thing. People would hear stories that they wouldn't normally hear if it wasn't social media. So people might end up backing you.
I did put the story up a bit out on Twitter, and I did get a direct message from an attorney who said he's not licensed in Hawaii, but can offer advice, you know, regarding my
situation.
And then, do referrals.
Well, my TV show, even though that wasn't...
Back to it.
Well, you were supposed to only have one TV show. You talked about your movies, and then you went to Roseanne.
Oh,
TV show.
I just thought we were talking about TV shows.
One TV show.
Okay, well, anyway, that's the name of the TV shows that I really like.
Not even listening. What are the TV shows you really like?
Actually, I get to watch TV, but of course, professional wrestling, any wrestling show, and any comic movies.
What's your...
John Cena and Nikki Bella broke up.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I read that.
It's the kid thing.
You said he's the only one kids. Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah. Especially since the twin had her baby, so.
Yeah. So what happens with the show? They still go on just
because the show is called The Bellas.
Yeah,
the Bellas, And it's Total Divas, so they got that show too.
I would like to buy Rebel Wilson's hat, Make America Fat Again.
Make America Fat Again.
Yeah, I think that was hilarious. I want that hat.
Well, I saw a shirt, somebody wearing a shirt. See, I wanted to make a hat, Make Hawaii Ours Again.
Oh, amen.
But I saw a shirt, the guy said, Make Hawaii Native Again. I just think it's cool, So just if you make a TV show and it's, if it's designated Survivor, of course, it's political. Madam Secretary, it's political. But I don't want to watch...
You are listing all the shows I do not watch.
I don't want to watch a superhero show and then have some... Why is there a wall there? It's like, he has just ruined my show.
Why is there a wall there?
That's how bad it is.
They
stick stuff in there. And I bet you they think, I'm such a great person because
This is the sanctuary city. I've heard that so many times and on the stupid shows.
Yeah. Well, look at California. Get some... get some cities.
Yeah, they fighting.
Fighting the sanctuary.
Why are they so close to us? Why have we got California? Why can't we be next to somebody else?
You know what? I like California because that's where Disneyland and
Universal
Studios is.
Yeah, that's it. California is cool because of Disneyland.
Although I'd love to go to Florida Disneyland. But anyway.
Disney World,
it's
fantastic.
Whatever.
Twice.
Stop by Mar-a-Lago.
Where's the...
No.
The Star Wars one? It's Disney World, huh?
That's Disney... Both.
Oh, see, I gotta go back.
Yeah, you do. It's fantastic.
Speaking of Star Wars, I cannot wait for the Han Solo movie. Okay.
I'm having a hard time jumping on board with the non-George Lucas Star Wars.
I don't care, man. Star Wars is...
I'm being stubborn.
You just put Star Wars up there, I'll watch it.
Super stubborn.
And it has been good.
It could be a story about one of the Jawas and still watch it.
No! I don't want to watch.
Of course I peek and... watch parts, but the Star Wars all the Star Wars I've seen.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
Have been really good.
I thought you were gonna say you watch porn.
Right? That's what I'm like. Of course, sorry.
He
can watch porn.
Parts. P-A-R-T-S.
Can you imagine if Star Wars did porn?
Star Wars porn. What would
I'm sure
called?
It did.
Return of the
I'm sure you can find something.
Return of the brown eye.
Ew!
You'd have Yoda over there. In pillow, put your face. Judge me not by my size. Oh, God. Oh, somebody should do it. I'm sure they did already. But.
The blank is strong with this one.
The blank.
I can't see it.
Say my name backwards. I'm dying.
Oh, gosh. This is a well-researched topic. Oh my goodness. Oh. I don't want to see.
Okay, you laugh.
Ew.
As long as Jabba the Hutt's not in it.
Yep.
Although he was, he used to be.
Why, no more fat porn?
I was just going to say,
he used to be in porn. His name was
I'm sure Chubby Chase just get one.
His name was Ron Jeremy.
And he did very well.
Yeah.
He did very well.
Yeah. Like, not like I would know, but. Anyway, okay.
I've never seen porn. Never, not once.
Yeah, me either.
No, I seriously haven't seen porn.
I see the stuff that pops up on Twitter all of a sudden. Yeah. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, no, that's not it. I don't consider Jack that porn.
At Jack is the one supposed to be regulating
stuff.
So I'm looking through my feed, you know, I'm just kind of checking it out. And I just see, and it's not going to be titled anything. It'll be titled something political. Can't think of anything now. And then I press the girl's face, and it's all
and
of
her. And then
her
face turns into a...
Everything else. And not only that, it's happened more than once where it's actually two people engaging in the act.
See, I get the...
And it's right there. I'm scrolling. It could have been one of my kids.
That's making me see something I shouldn't have to see.
I report it.
Not just your kids, me. I don't want to see that.
I get the opposite of it. I get kind of irritated with the opposite. Like a cute girl.
Actually.
I just see her wardrobe malfunction and I press it. And there's nothing there about
that.
It
says, find Jesus.
Y'all need Jesus. Call your mommy.
Yeah. You have sisters.
Or it says something like, the other day I was like, the strength of a woman. I'm like, wow, okay. So I click it. I'm like, what is it? I couldn't really make it out. Then I look good. It was a head coming out. Baby's head.
Oh no.
See, that's another sign.
I'm like, okay.
I've done that 4 times. You don't want to see it.
I say, okay, you know what? I believe it. I give women all the credit, but I don't want it popping up on my Facebook. A girl, lady giving.
See, I feel like that is a shot against people that don't. I honestly don't want to see that. Like,
as an adult,
like I have a choice to choose to not right. see that, and you're still shoving it in my face.
And it's retweeted, so yeah. I can only block or report that. I can't even go back to find who retweeted it. I have so many. I gotta look through all my followers to find out which one was. You know, and so I can't block that. Yeah. So it happens over and over and over and over.
And why is it that Asian porn sounds like you're stepping on a squeak toy? Like constantly stepping on a squeak toy.
What do you mean?
If anybody finds that anything but annoying.
Ew.
Unless it's on mute. Could be on mute.
Okay, we need to change the subject.
I know.
How did we get on this subject?
I have no idea.
So we're talking about TV. We're talking about TV.
I got to Twitter somehow.
You know,
I said I'll tweet that about something.
No, I don't think that
No,
happened.
The story. Your story.
I don't think that happened.
Oh my goodness, okay.
That did not happen.
I am lost.
Yeah. But you know, Safeway was pretty cool because I was shopping and they had a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition and they blocked it. So there was like a Sports Illustrated paper thingy blocking it so you couldn't see. I appreciated that.
Well, I remember when I used to work at Wally Books, yeah, those magazines had to have some kind of blocking.
I appreciate it because they stopped doing that.
Because I think last year's one was about 6 girls like facing the other way with all buckshots and bikinis was all kind of, so all you saw was like 6 booties. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but
just butts.
A bunch of butts on the cover, which, you know, whatever
you,
to
I'm
us.
A prude.
But
it's not whatever to me. I don't like it.
To my 13-year-old son.
And like, your 30-something-year-old sister.
Oh, and my 13-year-old daughter who's thinking, oh.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
The internet takes away from the thrill and the mystique of hiding your magazines from your parents. You know, he's like,
where
do I hide my magazines? Now you don't have to go online.
The teens have been robbed of that, the young people. Or husbands from their wives.
And it's funny too, because if you do go online and look for that kind of stuff, you'll see a picture of a girl, and then you probably never see that picture again. Before these, if you had a magazine, you'd have to look at the same girls over and over the whole month before the next magazine.
Right?
And I also don't like on my YouTube when I'm watching Hulu, they have this ads, the same ads that run. And I don't know if they do it for your demographic, but like there's this girl who's always talking about Plan B, and it just that ad pisses me off. Just because I'm a certain age and I'm a woman and I'm single doesn't mean
you're
I use targeting. Plan B.
Yeah. By what you watch.
Yeah.
And you know, this whole thing with Facebook, okay, this is my when Mark Zuckerberg went in front of to answer the questions. My thing is, because there was friends I had that came and said, did you know Facebook was doing this? You need to make sure, and I totally understand. But my thing is, I'm not saying so what, but I was like even my son, who's 17, he told me, well, if you're on the social media, you should kind of already know that that's happening.
Right?
It's out there.
Like, I understand the thing you got to sign is too long and it's too hard to understand.
But that's every business ever.
But you sign it. So I understand. I don't want my family's information getting out. But as long as they're not taking my bank statements. Or,
right.
You know, and they say, well, what they do is they target what you look at and they send ads your way. And I'm like, well, if you're stupid enough to believe every ad that comes your way.
But of course they do that. That's cookies. That's the cookies that you put into. Everybody does that.
Makes sense.
When you go to a store and you click on a shirt, they know you like that kind of shirt. They're going to send you stuff with that
things
shirt.
Things you might like.
It's a cookie.
And I noticed this past couple of days it's been happening because I had my back was sore. So I started looking up how to stretch. Next thing you know, my Facebook page, get the best mat for stretching your sciatic nerve, and I'm like,
see, but that's what makes me upset. Shouldn't Hulu know that I don't want Plan B? Shouldn't they be showing me like cartoon ads or something? Like, know me better, please.
Well, I and then of course, that whole false racism thing. I believe there is racism, but then somebody was saying that. Somebody saying that that's racist because they were targeting, I think it was African Americans for a certain thing. I was like, isn't that advertising?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't a demographic, I mean, that's what you do. You find your demographic and geological location and ethnicity is a demographic.
And then?
I'm not going to try to advertise bobsleds to people in Texas.
You're right.
Well, also, like, hair care
or
products.
There's
different nationalities with different hair. You have hair care products to a certain demographic. And you're making it racist. That's stupid. It's not racist. Yeah. It
says a lot more about who thought it was racist than the...
It's target marketing. And
it's like saying, this on my Facebook, all of a sudden, get ads to buy Kahlua pig and poi. That's racist. I'm like, no, that's smart advertising.
I enjoy eating Kahlua pig and poi.
Yes. Although I love Chinese food too. Yeah.
I love Japanese food. Japanese food is my favorite.
I like any food that's not crawling around.
Ama crab, when you guys eat it, it's dead.
Oh,
right?
It's dead.
Yeah.
Not me. Off the
rock.
Right?
I thought I've seen somebody. Yeah.
Oh, and the opihi, let them crawl in your tongue in a while.
I can't eat opihi anymore.
Oh, I love that.
Because it's a crap sack on its back.
That's why you can get rid of it.
It still was there.
Well,
like, I don't eat the anus of a cow.
What people do is they mix it so that the sacks all break, and that adds to the flavor.
It does.
Okay.
Like I said, I let it crawl on my tongue.
That's so gross.
And then I just bite the hell out
of
it.
Those of you don't know, we're talking about opihi, which is, what is it in English? I don't even know.
Sea snail. No, but it's not true. It's delicious. I just, once I started thinking about it too much, now I have a hard time eating it. I used to love it.
It's like people who don't eat shrimp because they can see the vein.
Yeah, I don't eat shrimp because of that. So it has to be covered in a batter.
I don't care. Oh, that's so, shrimp is so good.
Yeah, it needs to be covered in a batter or Alfredo sauce. Like Alfredo yummy cheesiness. Then I'll eat it. But I don't want to see it. And it can't be gray. It has to be that orange color.
What is that? Opihi?
My shrimp.
Oh, shrimp. If you're talking about shrimp,
No, opihi shouldn't be orange.
Oh, it says here, Solana. Solana is a genus of sea snails or limpet. Like, to me, I feel bad when they get so big that you can see their antennas.
Oh my gosh, you guys. You're making it sound
any
grosser.
Any of several limpets.
Guys, I promise. Opihi, it sounds disgusting, but it's really good.
It's like snails. It's like escargot, but it's from the ocean.
Escargot.
That
my cargo.
Make it sound better.
Evan, one time we went to the beach and Evan brought one home as a pet.
Evan is her son.
Oh yeah, my son.
You brought an opihi home?
Yes, he thought it was good. In a saltwater cup with a rock.
It wasn't gonna live, right?
It didn't. So.
So you ate it?
Yes.
You did? Shut up. Ew, mom.
I forget the name of it, but.
Don't waste.
Dinner.
It was a problem for Evan, but I was like, what do you want me to do?
Oh my God, as you ate it. What do you want me to do? Chewing away.
I forget what he named
it. If I flush it down the toilet, it'll stick to the side.
Gross. But it's good to grill it, right? People grill it.
Oh, yeah. My college friend.
Grilled PPP is good.
PPP is so small.
Yeah, but that's why you gotta treat it like sunflower seeds.
And PPP is a small.
Also, it's a smaller. Also,
probably yeah, same scale, definition, yeah. But
so you stick
tiny,
a needle in,
tiny.
Pull it out and eat it like that.
Yeah.
It's like mussels. Okay, your TV show?
No,
my TV show was...
45
Rules. No. Ew. I stopped watching that show.
I'm joking.
I don't watch it.
That show has lost my support.
I don't watch it.
I don't like that show. No, my show was Man With a Plan, which, by the way, I love that show.
It's a good show.
I'm not dissing that show. I love that show. But I didn't like this week's episode because they were trying to talk against making the daughter like princesses and princess stories.
Oh, yeah.
And that pissed me off.
Well, she was, but he was for it.
Yeah, he was for it. But then in the end, what happened? She went around kissing boys. Which they said, this is why we don't want girls reading princess stories. Which is ignorant, because no princess in any of those stories go around kissing boys. Has ever kissed boys? If she knew princess stories, she would know she would have to go kiss frogs, not boys. So I didn't even like that it wasn't
even.
And why would you want a Ruth Bader Ginsburg doll for your child? Like, that's ridiculous.
I have a Ruth Bader Ginsburg doll.
But my...
Actually, no, it's not.
It's, what
did, it's the Emperor from Star Wars.
You said a Tales from the Crypt and a dress?
No, it's the Emperor from Star Wars. My bad.
Are awful. But then she didn't even know what Ruth Bader Ginsburg
that's
did.
True. Yeah, kids don't know. They don't care. They
but neither did the mom. She's like, what did she do? And the mom's like, I don't know.
Is a Ruth Bader... Is it an old lady, like...
In a judge
sleeping
dress.
Sleeping at a meeting?
It's in a judge dress. You know,
and I don't need people telling me what she did. I know what she
did. Yeah, I was just going to say, I give her credit for what she did.
Yes.
My daughter would get, well, I don't have daughters, but like I would.
It just upsets me.
Little Mermaid.
Because I love princesses. And never ever have I ever seen them as anything but beautiful and innocent, and they are not victims. And I've never lived my life like some stupid gold dress wearing glitter.
I got to disagree on the victim part.
They're not victims.
Not. If you're laying there and you get guys coming up to you and kissing you.
But that was a spell.
She got a spell put on her.
She didn't do it on purpose. I'm going to lie here.
Yeah, she's not like saying, I have nothing to do. I'm just going to put myself to sleep. Yeah. It never happened.
The only thing I don't like about princesses is that they always need help from somebody.
Well, you know, they don't. Everybody needs help from somebody. What's wrong with a woman needing help from somebody? That's what pisses me off too. So I can't do my yard. I can't cut trees sometimes. It's too much. I need help from somebody, but people tell me that I can't need help. I would like a prince to come with a machete and cut down my trees. Like, oh, what do? You cut your own trees. Well, you know what? I have two jobs and I'm going to school. So maybe I don't have that much time to cut my trees.
Yep.
So I don't mind that they need help. And I don't mind that they're looking for love. What's wrong with that too? The only way you can have children is by having love and families. And you can have a healthy life with a husband.
Well, Ursula was looking for love.
Ha!
No, she was not.
Yes, she wanted the prince.
She was not looking for love. Ursula. She was looking for ultimate power.
She was looking for love, too.
She was looking for ultimate power. If she had chose to look for love, she would have made it.
So that movie shows that if you're cute and skinny...
That movie shows that if you're bad, you turn into an ugly...
If you're cute and skinny, you can get the guy...
No, yeah, because she was just being manipulative.
In Disney movies, they reflect their souls in how they look. So Ursula had a bad soul, so she was an ugly, bloated octopus.
I knew a lady that looked just like Ursula. Does she have a bad soul?
Too.
By
I
the way,
too. I know somebody that we call her that.
By the way, privately in the car. Taste delicious.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Taco.
Oh, hell yeah.
That I love.
Ursula would have been. Oh, yeah,
she would have been yummy. Yeah, I would have destroyed that.
Octopi, whatever.
Yum.
It is.
Anything. Yes. Yum. No, in Disney movies, I said, not in real life. In real life, I'm not saying that if you are ugly, you have a bad soul. Just
saying,
it's Disney movie.
It's shallow hell. Well, I don't know. You see the women marching? No.
Ouch!
I don't get it. What?
Stop
she just
people.
Said, just because you.
I said, if you're not attractive. Well, who's gonna say they're not attractive? That's not. I don't like talking about who's attractive.
So I said, really? Have you seen the women marchers?
I don't want to say who's attractive. Anymore. Everybody's beautiful.
Yeah, beauty's only skin deep.
It really is.
Some people
ugly. Bone.
Some people should get turned inside out.
So that was my TV show, and I just got mad because it's stupid. And I'm sorry, but I think I'm a pretty strong woman, and I absolutely love princesses.
Yeah.
Love princesses. Yeah. And I came late to the game because I didn't want to get teased by my brothers growing up. So
you were playing with my Masters of the Universe.
I had no choice.
Figures.
I was not a tomboy. I know I looked like one, but I wasn't. I just was trying not to get teased.
You know what's funny? When I go, because I still collect action figures. When I buy a girl action figure, I still get some funny looks. Like, oh, how come you're buying this one?
What? How come you're not supposed to like?
Well, it's part of the set.
Well, I, like, the last time like that happened, I bought a...
Wait, are these action figures or quote action figures?
No, no. Was it the...
Are they inflatable?
No, if I could...
I know. Are you trying to...
I wouldn't get the inflatable one. I don't have enough money for...
No, I'm gonna have good bounce back on this.
I don't have enough money for the robot silicone one.
I popped too many of those.
Yeah. No, I bought a wrestler. I think was it Charlotte Flair? I think it was one of the wrestlers. And she looked at me weird, the girl behind the counter.
Like I said, it's more about the person
That's
doing that
weird.
Than it does about you.
Why
so.
A wrestler?
Or every the toy section, they're like, oh, shopping for the kids. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this generation, no. You gotta stop. We buy toys.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
We buy toys.
That's so sad when I heard Toys R Us was closing.
Yeah, that is sad.
But I heard that some billionaire's supposed to buy it. And so hopefully, although the last time, I haven't been to Toys R Us for a while on Oahu. So when I finally went a couple months ago, it looked ghetto.
Aww, it was like Kmart.
Yeah, it was like Kmart.
Aww.
And I was like, what happened to Toys R Us? Aww. The magic's not there.
Aww.
But maybe they knew they were closing, so I don't know.
But, my goodness, that's a tough one for me with four kids.
That is hilarious.
And
well, good, do a cartoon. We don't
Foxy.
Care.
So it would be... Now we're talking about
the Tweetest TV show.
What I watch, and I make sure of it, is Tucker Carlson on Fox.
Oh my gosh, not a political show.
I was going to say what I watch, because that's what I watch. And then when I'm not watching that, the kids take over.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylee really liked Riverdale
on Netflix. I love Riverdale.
So I got
This is why, when I was young, I didn't like princesses, because that's my brother, and he teases everything.
No, teasing already. But I got, my daughter introduced me to Riverdale.
It's amazing.
I got stuck on that. I think on Netflix was the second season.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find the first and searching. And so Riverdale, for sure.
You know what? I'll try it. I watched three episodes or two or three.
It's good.
I'll try to give it a chance again.
And maybe try the second season, the third season. What season are we in now? Is it three?
Now
it's
three, because I'm looking for that.
There's like maybe two episodes in the third season that I didn't really care for.
I enjoyed it.
But push through them, because the rest is good.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, because I was a little annoyed at first. Like, oh, I'll watch just fine. And then when she was gone, I promised I wouldn't Netflix cheat on her. So I had to wait. But.
You guys watch disturbing things on Netflix, watch Black Mirror.
I do not want to watch disturbing things.
It's like a modern day Twilight Zone.
I spend my life not watching disturbing things.
That's amazing how much different things Netflix has.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, yeah?
I love the documentaries. I love them.
But then what I realize is when I want to watch something, it takes me like 45 minutes to just actually find something because there's so much. Yeah.
Well, of course,
like,
I got it too.
By the time it's time to go to bed.
Marvel thing, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and all that.
Oh. Forget the name of the documentary, but I watched one about young girls in like Doobie and... just their, you know, their whole journey through, and it actually changed my outlook on what I want to do in life. I was watching, and I was like, because I'm looking for, you know, my career right now, and I was thinking, you know what? That's what I think I'm going to end up doing. Yeah.
My God, woman, I've been telling you for years. This is so annoying.
You know,
I'm just saying, some stuff you watch.
I'm glad you're doing it so early in life.
Well, I have my degree. Already.
Yeah, that's true.
In psychology. Long career. And I kind of burnt out.
You
don't
have to whisper it. You can be proud.
Took a
in
break
psychology.
To,
yes.
You took a break to raise the kids.
To have children.
You took a break to have kids for mom and dad to raise.
And now that they're doing a good job, I will be going and furthering that.
Yeah, seriously, you have to go into law, because I went into business so that we wouldn't have to worry about getting screwed that way. And I need somebody to go into law.
I always did. I have always
so
had an interest
in law. So we don't get screwed that way. New stories of the week, since we talked about everything already anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go first because I don't know. So Tweetist, what is your news story?
Mine was, and it did weigh heavy on me and it still does, I gotta do more research, was the men that were arrested at the Starbucks for waiting. In Philly.
What happened?
The two black men.
Did you hear about that?
They walked into the Starbucks, they sat down, they asked the employee whether or not they could use the bathroom. The employee said no, because you haven't paid for anything yet. They went back and sat down. Not sure of the timeline in between, but not very long is what I've heard from eyewitnesses. And then the police showed up. And
did you hear the tape? I don't know who she called.
I didn't hear the call. I saw the cops arrive, talk to them, stand up, cough out. And then they said they were waiting for a friend. That's why they're not paying. They were waiting for a friend. As they're walking out with the cuffs, the friend showed up and said, "What's going on? Why are they asked?" So they weren't even lying.
So the added to that was, I did hear the tape, and she's saying that there's people here. They haven't purchased anything. I've asked them to leave. They're not leaving. They're refusing to leave and wondering if I can get officers. And the lady's voice is so funny. She's like, "I'll send a unit over." Like, she's like, "Oh."
Okay, well, you're a Starbucks person. Isn't that what people do? Go there and not buy anything, sit down?
Well, they buy a coffee at least. But they said the backstory from this lady, who, by the way, got fired, was that she was chased around by some person one time or something like that.
Oh, in the store. Oh, yeah. So she's probably...
was a personal...
She's coming from a place, yeah. But that's not an excuse. And the
and
way that you guys understood that is kind of weird.
That they didn't see her.
I really
them to leave.
Don't think it's a big deal to have to call the police. I think that's ridiculous.
Right. That's the part. See, everybody, when
it's ridiculous.
When I
Why
tweet about it or something,
so
everybody puts back the blue. And I was like, this is not about
the police. Just did what they were told.
They were
to do.
Called
yeah.
for a reason. And this is not about. This is about the person who made the call.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
She didn't see two reasonable human beings that she could go talk to.
Yeah.
She saw a threat.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason you called.
And just
seemed
to say there were two black guys.
Two black guys.
Two African American guys.
And they were waiting for their friend. And the friend did show up.
And they're right. Like, how many times have we all done that?
Yeah.
Like,
I just get more irritated when and this is a funny thing. I don't go to Starbucks at all. So when I go in there to buy your
gift cards,
I buy my sister gift cards for her birthday and for Christmas. I feel like I'm out of place.
You're not. There's people like you all the time.
Like, I walk in,
but
and
they
I'm
buy
like,
Frappuccinos.
I walk in, I'm like, excuse me. I feel like a giant walking into like
Munchkin
Land. Yeah, Lilliput. And I feel like I'm sorry. I'm here for a little. I'm just buying a gift card. I'm just
my
buying
sister,
a gift card, boss.
My sister likes it.
Yeah.
My sister. She drinks it all the time. Her name is Jean.
That one weighed on me.
And I get irritated by, I get more irritated by people with man buns in there than.
I didn't. I thought that
but
was stupid.
On Twitter too.
Oh,
what,
but did
is,
you?
What
oh, God,
irritated
sorry.
Me was people. Where's the video of what happened before? Not there, right? With the little smirk.
Yeah, because they look
like
so,
they must have done something.
They look
right?
so terrifying, so nicely complying and walking out.
What,
did you see how nice they walked out?
Yeah, no, they stood up.
So cute.
That irritated.
This is my issue with
you
the whole
know.
Thing.
Sometimes no, they didn't do anything.
No, they didn't. It doesn't sound like they did anything.
The owner apologized. He. Whatever. My thing is, gets people still calling for boycotts.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, idiots.
I will never
boycott Starbucks.
I don't like to boycott.
They already
anything.
Do stuff that I don't agree with. Like, they're the most, like, they do a lot of stuff I don't agree with. But I have a Starbucks a day, and I will have a Starbucks a day for the rest of my life. I can live off of how much money I spend there, so. If they take my Starbucks away, we're gonna have hell. We're gonna have hell. That's
I know,
gonna
and
bring
then,
the Lord back.
And then close the stores for
yeah.
sensitivity.
I know. I checked to see if ours was going to be closed.
Oh,
so I'm gonna
my
stock
goodness.
Up if they were
There's no
that.
Need
No, but
for
did
that.
You see the guy who went to Starbucks
that.
The next day for
yeah,
reparations?
Yeah, to
and
go
got his
get
free
him,
coffee.
And he got him.
He got his free coffee.
He asked for reparations. And
that is
and
cool.
he got it. And he was cracking up because she reached for the venti. He got a venti.
She believed it.
Yeah. But hey, I like that she did that. That was cute. Instead of making a
I
would
have been like, hell though. So you get nothing free.
That's why you don't work at
Starbucks. It was a cute.
It was gesture. Cute. How she reacted was cute.
Probably new.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah.
And she was real cool about it too. Like, oh yeah, I saw something about that. So, Kiala, what's your news story?
Too many. There were four celebrity deaths all in a row.
Who?
R. Lee Ermey, the guy who was the drill sergeant in almost every movie.
Okay, right.
Using,
yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Using full metal jacket. Harry from Night Court.
Oh, I know. That was sad.
Oh, I didn't know that too. Yeah.
You're so young.
Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
And Bruno Sammartino.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Bruno Sammartino died.
Well, he's 82
yeah.
years old.
Oh, is that a wrestler?
Yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah, but they're supposed to live forever.
Oh.
He's 82, but he has his failing health. Because he had guys, like, he had guys older than him.
Oh. Yeah, they are supposed to live. Like Hugh Hefner. When I heard he died, it was like,
isn't that crazy?
How the heck? It's almost like he's the brand.
Well,
like,
all your
they're
life,
supposed to live
yeah.
forever, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Like he's a claymation character.
Right.
He's stiff for life.
Ew. That's disgusting.
This is a message I got. The phone rings 4 o'clock this morning, my time. And this is the message I got.
And once it gets expired after that, you will be taken under custody by the local...
You too?
What?
One of my students got that.
Holy
there was a warrant sucks. For her arrest.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's not real.
I wish I answered it. I would have said, come get me, bitches.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not real. Because hers was in Portland or something, and she's never been off the island. I guess it's like a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam. If you don't respond, you will, like the way they said it, the local cops will come and get
you. The local cops? You mean Hawaii Police Department? You mean my classmates? And
yeah, right. Yeah, no, they won't.
I'll do a news story.
Okay, good.
It's a feel-good story. They had a special about this group of people who meet, I think it's Syrian refugees. Or it's Syrian refugees, and I think there's some from other places too. And they get put on a boat, and they come to, I believe, like the shores of someplace in Europe, and they're met with a team of volunteer doctors and nurses from Israel, and they meet them on the boat. And a lot of them are, they start off being anti-Israel. They don't like Israel. Right. They don't like Jews. And then they come up and they help them. They give them medical attention, they give them food, they take care of their kids, they give them blankets and all that stuff, and then they just help them get acclimated to their new place so that they can feel comfortable and welcomed. I thought that was nice.
Nice. That is.
Speaking of Jews in Israel, happy birthday, Israel.
Happy birthday, Israel.
70 years old.
70 years old.
Israel.
I wish I had Havon.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
We're going to get into so much trouble. Is that rude?
I'll be happy.
If that's rude, I'm sorry. I just really right. like, you guys should I know. Really like Jewish people, like Jewish, yeah. The Jewish religion and the Jewish culture. I love it. I'm learning Hebrew.
Hey. Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm also learning Yiddish. But that's
true. Oy vey.
Oy vey. I'm spitzing.
Wow.
And I could use a nosh.
Aw, oh, that's cool.
See, oh,
you should find a guy who works at Starbucks.
Ew! To do what? Make me coffee?
Because he brews.
Hey, Perry Stone, he's a preacher. He has a coffee place in his church called Hebrews.
That's adorable.
Isn't it cute? That's
well, funny. I was going to tell my joke about Facebook. Adam and Eve were the first two people punished for not reading all the terms and agreements of Apple. I thought that was funny.
Well, technically, that's not correct because
I know, it wasn't an
it
apple.
Wasn't an apple.
Okay. Isn't that crazy how we all think it's an apple, but it was never said that it was an apple?
Never said it was an apple.
Isn't that insane?
It's just a fruit from the tree of knowledge.
But if it makes you feel better, I just realized that.
No? Well, now I know too.
They said what kind of fruit like it probably was.
And now you know too.
Yeah. You know, Adam and Eve used to always get into fights about who were the plants in the family.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and on that note. And on that sweet and sour note.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness.
Hopefully it won't be like 7 months before our next podcast.
No.
I'm available every day after 10:30.
I am available as soon as the semester's over too, every day.
Hey, what you doing? You don't teach class today?
I had class this morning.
Oh, okay.
Wait, yeah, so today was our last presentation. So they have their final presentation and I'm done with that class.
Can we start recording music?
I would love to restart recording music. I'm not joking.
Oh, like, let's put Evan. Annoying. I would my love son, to. Evan has great lyrics.
I saw him play drums for a hoike for a play at the school. And it's the first time I really heard him play drums. Because he usually plays just percussions, and stuff. So I told him after, I said, hey, you should get a band. Get your friends, make a band. And he said, maybe. Then I told him. But that way I can manage you, take all your money, and show you how the music business really is.
Yeah, right?
His auntie G will represent
Look
him.
At you, son. You made a whole $10.
Yeah.
In all contract signings. Yeah. I will oversee all of it. Don't worry, Shaden. I got you. I got you too, Evan.
Yeah. Make sure they don't get involved.
Oh, and I read his lyrics. I'm impressed.
Well, what I heard from your son.
Well, I'm sorry to say both of your children are very talented. So you should push them into doing something like this. And now that you have somebody who can actually help, we should do it like now.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You know, it'd be a good invention, like an honest scale.
Oh, you know, my scale's in kilograms because it makes me feel better.
You have an honest scale, helps, like you punch in, like, okay, dieting, and then you start off whatever 250 or whatever, and then like after 2 weeks you go on and it's like still 250. The scale can tell you like what the hell, you know, like,
yeah,
like you
seem to evidently
someone's not exercising or somebody ate extra.
Yeah. Burp, fraud.
Yeah.
You entered diet.
And I go on and it says ER. Okay. I go on and it says ERR.
Not.
I'm like, what is this limit on this? They say 250. And I'm like, oh, okay, no wonder.
I gotta take off my socks and everything when I weigh myself. No socks. Naked. No
naked.
No bracelet.
Look over my stomach. And what is it? Oh. Okay.
Look how I lift up my stomach and get it out of the way.
Oh, that does it for this episode of the Spot Crew podcast, whatever.
Yay! Whatever the heck we are.
It was actually 3 hours long, but thank you to the overachiever for editing it down.
Pass it down.
Yeah.
I have a mezuzah.
Oh, did you go to the doctor for it?
I did.
I have one too.
I just wanted to share my
and
Jewish.
What do boys have?
All right, so until next time, remember God first.
Family second.
And everything else
falls into place.
Bye.
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 Bye. Have a good day.
Oh my gosh, that was have a good day.
I've been making myself.
So that does it for
right. Oh, sorry. No, okay. Sorry.
Do it.
Oh.
No,
oh, Clash of the Titans.
I was just saying.
The immovable force meets the irresistible force meets the immovable object.
I know. I'm just was saying, all right.
Stay here.
That's Kiala. Go ahead.
No.
I gotta pee.
Okay.